Acts of the Apostles, seen from the perspective of the Gospel of the Water and the Spirit. Paul Sejong. Please note the following. Scripture quotations used in this book are from the New King James Version. Preface. The Acts of the Apostles is not the process of the gospel advancing, but the word recording how the word of the gospel of salvation that Jesus Christ already accomplished was proclaimed through the mouths and faith of the apostles. From this perspective, the Acts of the Apostles testifies from beginning to end to what kind of gospel the apostles believed and preached. The starting point of the Acts of the Apostles lies in Jesus resurrecting from the death of the cross, appearing to his disciples, and commanding them to preach the already fulfilled gospel of the water and the Spirit. At that time, the disciples became those who were appointed to testify to the gospel. The word of Jesus, telling them to wait for the promise of the Father, was the word fulfilling the word of the Old Testament prophecy of the prophet Joel. The descent of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost indicates not the day salvation began, but the day the already completed salvation began to be publicly proclaimed. The sermon of the Apostle Peter, after the descent of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost, was the work of the Holy Spirit testifying to the gospel word of Jesus Christ, who became our Savior by resurrecting from the dead after having the sins of the world transferred to Him, by receiving baptism from John, and receiving the punishment of sins on the cross. Acts chapter 2, verses 37 through 42. The core of this sermon was the propagation of the gospel, testifying to the baptism Jesus received from John, the death on the cross, and the resurrection. The missionary expansion of the Acts of the Apostles testifies that the work of the Holy Spirit appeared through the apostles who believed the gospel. The apostles and brethren propagated the already completed gospel word, even to the Samaritans, the Gentiles, and the house of the Roman soldier Cornelius. The Holy Spirit did not make a new gospel, but worked within the faith, believing as the Savior Jesus, who resurrected from the dead after having sins transferred to him by receiving baptism from John and receiving the judgment of sins on the cross. Just as the Holy Spirit came upon the hearts of those who believed when Peter propagated the gospel even to the Gentiles in the house of Cornelius, it records that from that time on, the Holy Spirit was poured out upon those who believed the word of the Lord's baptism and the cross. In the Acts of the Apostles, Paul's conversion and ministry also became that of one called to be an apostle, due to the testimony of Jesus Christ, who washed away the sins of the world by receiving baptism from John and resurrected from death. The gospel that Paul himself preaches also did not come from man, but was the gospel of salvation that the Lord had already accomplished. All his evangelism and apologetics were not the law or philosophy, but laid the foundation of faith on testifying to the gospel of the baptism Jesus Christ received from John, the death on the cross, and the resurrection. He testified everywhere that our elimination of sin does not lie in human effort or the observance of the law, but is accomplished only by the faith believing the gospel ministry completed by the baptism and the blood of the cross of Christ. The final scene of the Acts of the Apostles conclusively shows the nature of this gospel. The gospel of the water and the Spirit started in Jerusalem and reached Rome and was not bound by any hindrance. This is because the gospel of the water and the Spirit itself that the church believes has already been completed. The gospel of the water and the Spirit is not transformed according to era, culture, and religion, and reveals that it is the truth of salvation that saved the people of the whole world from sin, with always the same gospel content. In conclusion, the Acts of the Apostles testifies that the gospel of salvation was not completed progressively. The word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit records how the word of the gospel, that Jesus Christ completed salvation by having the sins of the world transferred to him by receiving baptism from John at the Jordan River, receiving the judgment of sin by being crucified on the cross and resurrecting from death, was testified to this world through the faith of the apostles. The Acts of the Apostles throws the same question today as well. Are we now believing the already completed word of the gospel of salvation? And do you know the fact that that gospel is covering the whole world? Now what we must do is testify to the whole world with faith in the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Through this Bible study of the Acts of the Apostles, I hope you enjoy the blessing of becoming closer to the Lord within the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Hallelujah! Who is the author of the Acts of the Apostles? And in what year was the Bible completed? The Acts of the Apostles is a historical book recorded after the four Gospels in the New Testament, and is a book that records how the gospel that the apostles believed was propagated to the whole world through the apostles and saints of the early church, from after the ascension of Jesus Christ. In order to understand this book correctly, there is a need to first examine the person who recorded it, the era in which it was recorded, and the historical background in which this book came to be recorded. The recorder of the Acts of the Apostles is Luke. Luke was a physician and is a figure known as a co-worker of the Apostle Paul. According to the Bible, he is mentioned as the beloved physician in the Epistle to the Colossians and is a person who accompanied Paul's missionary ministry. Also, he is known as a Christian of Gentile origin and is evaluated as a figure who had a very careful and accurate attitude in historical recording. Luke recorded two books in the New Testament. One is the Gospel of Luke, and the other is the Acts of the Apostles. These two books can actually be seen as a single continuous historical book of the propagation of the gospel. If the Gospel of Luke is a book recording the events from the birth and ministry of Jesus Christ to the cross and the resurrection, the Acts of the Apostles is a book recording the process of the gospel being propagated to the world after the resurrection. The Acts of the Apostles is not a historical book simply recording the beginning of the church. It can be seen as the Acts of the Holy Spirit, in which Luke showed how the gospel of the water and the Spirit started in Jerusalem and expanded to the whole world. The overall structure of the Acts of the Apostles is well shown in the Word of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8. It started from the word where Jesus said that when the Holy Spirit comes upon them, the disciples will receive power and become witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Actually, the content of the Acts of the Apostles is a record of the propagation of the gospel, recording how the Holy Spirit worked inside the believers through those who believe the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. The word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit that the apostles believed was expanded from Jerusalem to Judea and Samaria through the work of the Holy Spirit and was eventually testified even to the Gentile world. Within this flow, the Acts of the Apostles is a book showing how the gospel of the water and the Spirit expanded to the whole world, following the working of the Holy Spirit. The era in which the Acts of the Apostles was recorded was the era of the Roman Empire. At that time, the world was in the era of peace of the Roman Empire formed after Augustus. This period is commonly called Pax Romana. In this era, there were a few historical characteristics that played an important role in the propagation of the gospel. First, because the Roman Empire had a highly developed road network, it was possible for the apostles and missionaries to move to various cities and preach the gospel. Also, because the common language of the Mediterranean world at that time was Greek, it was possible to easily preach the gospel even between people of different nations and regions. In addition, the Jews were already living scattered in various regions, and synagogues existed in every city. The Apostle Paul proceeded with his mission in a way of preaching the gospel first to the Jews centered on these synagogues, and after that, preaching the gospel to the Gentiles. Regarding the year of recording of the Acts of the Apostles, many scholars generally view it as the early 60s Anno Domini. In particular, they estimate that the possibility is high that it was recorded around Anno Domini 60. The reason is because the story ends with the scene in the last part of the Acts of the Apostles, where the Apostle Paul arrives in Rome and preaches the gospel in a state of house arrest. However, the important events that occurred after that are not recorded. For example, events such as the result of Paul's trial, Paul's martyrdom, Peter's martyrdom, and the persecution of Christianity by Emperor Nero do not appear in the Acts of the Apostles. Because all these events occurred in the mid to late 60s Anno Domini, the possibility is high that such persecution had not yet occurred at the time Luke recorded this book. Therefore, many scholars view that the Acts of the Apostles was recorded around Anno Domini 60. The history of the Holy Spirit that the Acts of the Apostles deals with is about 30 to 40 years. Seeing that Jesus' ascension occurred around Anno Domini 33, the event of the descent of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost occurred in the same year. After this, the early church was formed, and the gospel began to expand. The conversion of the Apostle Paul seems to have occurred roughly between Anno Domini 34 to 36. And after this, Paul's several missionary journeys proceeded between Anno Domini 46 and 57. Eventually, Paul comes to arrive in Rome between Anno Domini 60 and 61. Therefore, the Acts of the Apostles can be said to be a book recording the church history for about 30 years, from roughly Anno Domini 30 to 62. The Acts of the Apostles is the Word of God recording the history of the Holy Spirit, going beyond a simple historical record. This book is an important word showing how the gospel of the water and the Spirit was propagated through the faith of the Apostles. We come to see through the Acts of the Apostles how the gospel of the water and the Spirit was propagated after the ministry of Jesus. Also, we can confirm how the Holy Spirit guided and worked in God's church. Furthermore, we can also see the process in which the gospel, which at first started centered on the Jews, gradually expanded to the Gentile world. It also appears together with what kind of faith and conviction the apostles preached this gospel within this flow. In particular, the Acts of the Apostles is a record symbolically testifying that the gospel will expand to the whole world, showing the process in which the gospel starts in Jerusalem and eventually reaches even Rome.